is a whole precious is that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now by this I'll overcome. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you in the hookup. Welcome to Wednesday service. Amen. We count it a privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. There is a promise. Where two or three are gathered, I'll be their midst. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, verse 6. Chapter 6 from verse 40. Amen. 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 40, 42. Now, my God, let, I beseech thee, thy eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David thy servant. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to be in your house this evening. We thank you, Lord God, for the grace and mercy that you have given us to us, Father, the whole week, Father. Come to praise your holy name. Give you thanks and praise, Lord. Amen. For the things you have done to us and the things you are going to do, Father. We commit this service to your hand. Amen. May you take over this service, Lord. Amen. For your glory. We commit our pastor into your hands. Anoint him, Lord God, and strengthen him, Father. Father, we surrender ourselves unto you. We surrender everything, Father. Lord God, be careful to give you glory and honor. For in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. You love the Lord. Amen. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Sheds white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, there is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of there's healing, heal the working, in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, wonder working, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, when the redeemed are gathered in, washed like snow and free from sin, I will sing hallelujah when the redeemed are gathered in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathered in, washed like snow and free from sin, I will sing when the redeemed are gathered in. Amen. Praise God. What a time it will be. Glory to God. Amen. Do you appreciate our pastor? Do you love him? Amen. As he prepared to come. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, 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 break every chain. Amen. Do you believe there's power in the blood? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Oh, close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. We say, close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide.
I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Sounds good. Sing it one more time. I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Just turn around and greet your brother. Yes, sisters, we sing that song one more time. I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Close by his side, I will abide. I love him better every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a wonderful song. It's a confession. Amen. That you love him better every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the longer I serve him, the sweeter he becomes. Praise the Lord. Amen. So welcome to the evening service. Yeah. Amen. Let's just bow our heads, say a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace that has brought us to this moment again. And Lord, that you are able to bring us together tonight in this sanctuary to, Lord, worship you, O God. We pray, dear Father, that you accept us, you accept our worship, you accept our praises, you accept our petitions, everything, Lord God, that we place before you tonight. May you accept it, O Father, and answer our prayers and our requests, Lord, as we put them before you, Lord. Thank you for the song service. Amen. And for each and every one of us who is here. Now may you bless the few words that will be spoken, everything that will be done here tonight. Lord, may it be acceptable before you. Remember those who are not here with us, we pray for them. Dear God, that you be with them wherever they are, and that you touch them, and that you grant them grace. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's open to go to the scriptures. Let's open to the book of Luke. Amen. Welcome. It's good to see you. Praise the Lord. Appreciate the Sunday service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Luke chapter 21. I'll read from verse 34. 36. Luke 21:34-36. Amen. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. May the Lord bless the reading of the scriptures. You may be seated. Amen. So, welcome once again to the house of the Lord. Amen. And Just good news, Brother James. They receive a baby daughter, James Gitiche, and I think he has taken her off today. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank God for that, for His grace. Amen. So I just felt like we dedicate tonight's service to a prayer meeting. I know just a handful who are here, but we are the majority in Christ Jesus. Yes. So I just want us to dedicate it to a prayer meeting, yeah, that we can just open up to Him just for a few moments, and then we can go home. Amen. I also realize that many times when we come over, we put a lot of emphasis on the mechanics. Amen. But prayers is an integral part of the service. Very, very important. I will read to you why. Amen. And I want to thank God for our elders here, Brother Wamai and Brother Gatay. Amen. They are an example of what elders really should be. Amen. And Brother Omar is always here very early at, I think, 11 in the morning. He's here. Praise the Lord. Every Wednesday. Amen. As well as Brother Gatay just comes anytime. At times he comes, he spends the whole day here in prayer. You see, those are dedicated hearts. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like I said, it's important for the church to pray. Very, very important. Amen. Of course, the word is important, but the Holy Spirit, you know, can only anoint the word when we pray. Prayer softens your spirits. Amen. Takes away the temperament, whatever it is. But without prayer, the words coming in, it can turn into like an intellectuals. You see, you know the word, but your life is not prayerful. Amen. So it's very important. So here the Bible here says, I will speak for just a few moments, and I want to encourage us just to pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I've asked Brother Bill just to play some instrumental in the background so that we take time. Just open up your heart. And then talk to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In your own way. And then we will go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the scriptures here says, take heed. You see, it's a warning. And he was talking about his coming here. And this is a very treacherous time we are living in. All the demons of all the seven churches all come together in this hour and in this time. So the challenges that believers go through is very heavy. It's very big, you see. So you need to take time. And the stress is so much because the problems are many. So your mind is constantly worked up. You see, a lot of thoughts, a lot of worries, a lot of things. Praise God. Amen. So it's good to go before the Lord in prayers. We believe that God is real, He loves, and He cares. You see? Amen. So it's very, very important that we pray always. So this is what He said here. These were His words. Parting words, talking about His second coming. And of course, the prophet said he spoke more about His second coming, about His first coming. And he was worried about one thing. When He comes, shall He find faith on the earth? That was his worry, you see. And then again, somewhere he said the time would be so bad that He had to cut it short for the sake of the elect. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's a very difficult time that we are in. You see, but the good thing is He has never forsaken His people. And He will never forsake His people. He promised in His word, I will be with you, even in you, unto the end of the world. Amen. So it's a very, very challenging time. We come to a time when we don't know what to do. Amen. And then the best thing to do is just bless it before him in prayer. So here he says, you take heed to yourselves. Now that's a stern warning. He's talking to the church. He's talking to the believers. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. Surfeiting means weighed down. You see that? With all the challenges in this world, weighed down. And then also, of course, talk about drunkenness. This is not believers talking about, but you can be drunk with the things of this world. Amen. Not necessarily wine. And then he says, cares of this life. Praise the Lord. Those are the things to watch out for. Cares of this life. So that day come upon you unawares. That means there will be the life, the demands for the life, the demands for the things in this last day, it will be so demanding. You see, the need rather will be so demanding. Amen. So you keep thinking about it, and then your heart becomes overcharged with that. And then it takes away the desire to pray. You see? And then he says, still talking about that day, he says, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. But you watch therefore, and pray. Always. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we see the days, the evil, the wickedness in these days, amen, the devil is like an assault on the believers. Praise God. Amen. And a place like Nairobi here is very challenging. So many demons all around, and he's there to try to frustrate every effort. Everything you try to touch, Satan is there trying to frustrate it. Amen? He wants to make you, keep you miserable. Keeps you on your toes. Praise God. So that you have no time for the things of God. No time for your Savior. No time for prayers. Amen. So if you just take an inventory of your life, your own life, and then you try to find out what time you give, how many hours you give in prayer for the whole week, you are going to be surprised. Praise God. Amen. We come, and then when we come to church on Sunday, we listen to the word, which is true, which is a good thing. The word is supposed to lift up your faith. But prayer draws you closer to God. Prayer is communion with the Lord. You see, there's something that prayer does to you. It sweetens your spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's a very challenging time. So he say, you watch and pray. You see, watch at what is going on around you. Amen. And then you pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Doesn't say watch and cry. It says you watch and pray. Because the days, the times are evil. Amen. It's a time that we should draw closer to the Lord. To be in communion with him at all times. To hear him and feel him speaking back to our hearts. Answering our prayers. You see, proving himself alive. My son, my daughter. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's that vision the prophet spoke that I always refer to about the two foot marks. At one point, you find there's only one, and then it's like he carried you in his arms because the going was so hard for you. You see that? That proves that he wants to be close to you, but you see? And then you also have to be conscious of his presence. So prayers, again, keeps you conscious to the presence of the Lord. Now, purpose in your heart that it is only God that can sort out your problems. It's only Him. That's the first thing that you should know. Amen. But God, of course, we know also uses vessels. He does it in many ways. But you look at Him first. Amen. So your purpose in your heart, amen, that whatever happens, I'm going to serve my Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So He says, watch you therefore and pray always, always, amen, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Amen. Now, there are many things that is spoken of here in the Bible that will be fulfilled in these last days. Yeah. So you can know about them. You can read about them. It can be preached to you. But there's one more element, that one more thing that you need to do is to pray that you escape those things. So knowing them is one thing. Escaping them is another thing altogether. You see that? Amen. So He ties it back into prayers that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. And then number two, to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. So this is just to encourage you, amen, now, not only you, the church, and also those who are not here, if you are following these services, this service tonight, is important to pray. We have challenges in our lives, we can't deny them. We have problems, we have needs. Praise the Lord. Both for our individual selves, our families, amen, our friends, those who are close to us, you see, and the church itself has a need, you see. So the best thing is to commit everything to go before Him in prayers, always, always. So Brother Branham here, in expectation, is talking about prayer. He was asking for prayer here, saying about prayer being the key. You see, he said, and now I thank each one of you a few moments ago when you were singing, for you I am praying. That was a song they were singing. That is what I want to do. It is prayer that I depend on. That is the secret of all the mysteries of God. Amen. That is the key that opens the door to everything of God, is prayer. Amen. And if you pray and believe when you pray, then believe that you receive what you ask for and God will make it known to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we believe that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if you pray, you see a believer who is always happy, who is always, not that he doesn't have issues, problems, but the key is prayer. That's the secret. Amen. It keeps his spirit always alive. Challenges are there, but he's always, praying and worshiping God and rejoicing at all times. Praise the Lord. That confuses the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then again, he says here, still on expectations, amen, he says, what man calls great, God calls foolish. And what man calls foolish, God calls great. So what we have got to do is to get back into the program of God and find out, after all, what God wants us to do. And the only way I know to do it is prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prayer is the key. That is the answer. Prayer changes things. Amen. It changes situations. Amen. And we should learn, and that's why, the other day, the Holy Spirit was stressing on forgiveness and on love. As a church, we should love one another so much. And then when there are issues, situations in the church, we gather together and bring that situation before the Lord and watch if God does not come down and answer prayers. See, that takes selfishness away. We should be concerned, amen, about what each one of us, you know, is going through. Praise the name of the Lord. That's a Christian spirit. Amen. But prayer is the key. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then he says, prayer is the most powerful weapon that was ever put in control of human beings. Expectation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Talk about atomic bomb. Amen. And all these things. He say there is no atomic bomb or no hydrogen bomb as powerful as prayers. That's Malachi 4. Amen. Talk about atomic bomb. Talk about hydrogen bomb. It's not powerful than prayer. Amen. Prayer changes things. Prayer will change the mind of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a quote from Expectation. And I love that. Is the key, that is the answer. Amen. So whatever situations we are passing through, amen, let's look to God. Let's look beyond this situation. Amen. And let's believe that God is able to take care of it. Amen. And my Bible says he will take care. It says, if you believe and don't doubt in your heart, you can ask, you can get what you have asked for. Prayer, that's the secret. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are people who even don't know what you know. Amen. The revelation of the word, the level of the revelation you have, some of them don't know. But they pray, and God answers their prayers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because they have got the secret. Amen. And God is faithful. The Bible says, even sends his rain upon the just and the unjust. Amen. So the devil keeps us busy and deprives us. Now God stays by his word. Amen. He's not going to come down to our level. You have got to meet him on the basis of his word. Yeah. Amen. So if we do what he says we should do, then he's able to fulfill what he has spoken concerning you. So the first thing now that you know, the other day we really did, and I thank God for what we have come through. Amen. And that those two scriptures in Romans 7, Romans 8. Amen. There's a deep mystery in there. Praise the Lord. So when he says there's now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. That is scripture. And you have got to accept that. You have got to believe, even as you go to prayer, amen, that there is no condemnation. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That you can walk into the Holy of Holies and stay there, not with a divided mind. Amen. You go there, stay there until God answers your prayers. We have many examples in the Bible. Amen. There was that one, that brother there who wanted the Holy Ghost. The prophet spoke about it. And he told the Lord, he says, I'm not living here until you give me the Holy Ghost. If you don't, you will find my bones here. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said the Lord had to answer his prayers. Amen. And I believe it was either John Wesley or somebody, he was given a rocky place, but he planted seeds on dry ground. Amen. I don't know whether Wesley, but I think it was one of the messengers. Dry ground, rocky place. But he was planting one seed, one hand was planting seeds, one hand was raised up in prayers. And the prophet said that's the most fertile place today in the whole area. God answers prayers. Praise the Lord. He does. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You will accept your state that there's nothing against you. Amen. And like I spoke the other time, speak truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be honest. Be faithful. Stay with the word of God. Amen. If you have any hurt in your heart, drop it. Repent and put things right. And let God fulfill his word in your life. Amen. But as long as you are doing wrong, behaving funny, there's no way you block God away. Because God is answerable to his word. Praise the Lord. So just think of these words. It's the most powerful weapon ever that is in control of human beings. That God has given you freely. That whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll give it to you. That's the promise. That's the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's time the church get into prayer. It's time the church get into worship. It's time the church get into crying to God. Amen. From the very depth of our hearts. There's another quote where the prophet spoke. I don't have it here. But he says, Satan trembles when the weakest of saints goes down on his knees to pray. So look for the weakest believer. The prophet said, once he begins to go down to pray, Satan trembles. Why? Because this weakest believer, this weak person is going to talk to his God. And God is going to answer prayers. And when God comes down, then Satan is scared. Praise the Lord. He knows it. Amen. And God knows it as well. So God has given us that weapon. Amen. That key to answer to solutions. He said it is prayer. Why don't we utilize it? Amen. Why don't we detonate it upon the enemy, in the enemy's camp, and scatter all the devil's plans? Amen. Evil plans. Remember one thing, Satan does not want you to prosper in life. We don't preach prosperity here, but God wants his children to prosper in life. He knows what you need in this life here for your physical being. He doesn't want you to suffer. Praise the Lord. He doesn't want you to live in pain. Doesn't want you to be a laughing stock. No. Amen. And that's why David said, I was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen a child of God begging bread by the roadside. That is the scripture. Praise the Lord. That God still lives today. What we need to do is just to be united together as one. Praise the Lord. Amen. With a clean heart, clear conscience, having a true revelation of who we are, and then we put these words into effect, and we watch God comes down. My desire, my prayer always, is to see God moving in individual lives of his children. That you yourself can have a personal testimony. That I know my Redeemer liveth. Because he has done this for me, he has done this for me, he has done this for me. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to seek God in our midst. Amen. But we have a part to pray. A part to do is to pray. Amen. And down here, Brother Branham, also Jehovah Jireh, he said, why do you stay at home at night and watch jokes on that television, that hotten to be told in a bunch of drunken sailors and censored programs and all this kind of dirty Tommy rot? And now everything is in the phone these days. You see, to keep your mind, you say, busy and, you know, polluted with the things of this world, seeing things and watching things and hearing things. Amen. Some of the old mothers and daddies almost ready to die, and you give them a television to stay home from church. He said, what they need is back into prayer meetings. Back to God. Praise the Lord. That's what we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need a prayer meeting. We need a time that we can cry out to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Whether there's an instrument or not, we just pray. You just open up. You just speak to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then down here also expectation. Say, you know, that song you used to sing. There are times I would like to be all alone with Christ, my Lord. Is that your desire? All alone with him. Amen. That's what we need again. Them kind of a meeting. That kind of a church. That is the kind of church that prays down the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm sure your pastor would appreciate every member becoming like that. Amen. Amen. And how it would be if the church could just be like that. That was his prayer. Praying always. Amen. Amen. So that when a situation comes, we gather together, we pray. We call a prayer meeting, we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then we see God in our midst. We see God moving. Then we worship a living God that is in our midst. Amen. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight, amen, that we really need to be in prayers. Amen. And as we prepare to get into prayers, just want us to take some time. Amen. And let's just speak to him. Let's just open up to him. Amen. And just pray and call on his holy name. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, I will therefore that man pray everywhere. Now that includes sisters. Praise the Lord. Pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubt. Praise the Lord. Everywhere, that is what the Holy Spirit is desiring. Amen. And like the Lord says, watch and pray. Praise the Lord. So we just want to get into prayer just for some time. Let's just open up, speak to him softly in any way you desire. If you want to cry out, that's it. You want to open your heart, that in any way, in any language, just speak to him. Let's just speak to him tonight. Yeah. And as we pray, let's remember Sister Margaret's baby, Brother Amai prayed for her on Sunday. Amen. But she called me this morning requesting for prayers. Amen. The situation is it's on and off, back and forth. Amen. So let's just commit that situation into the hands of the Lord. We agree in our hearts as we pray. Amen. And also let's pray for the church. Amen. Let's pray for every member of the church. Amen. Pray for the ministry. Pray for the elders of the officers. Amen. The brothers, the sisters. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then also our individual needs. Amen. You have a need. Let's take this time. Let's commit it to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then also I was talking to Brother Daniel. I see he has not made it to church. His mother is not okay. Amen. He told me this evening. So let's remember her in prayers as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I also want you to remember me in prayers particularly. Amen. I'll be traveling on Friday. Amen. And we're having that meeting coming up. And then we see what happens from there. Amen. But I'll be back, the Lord making a way. After the meetings, I'll let you know my programs. Praise the Lord. Amen. But there's a situation at home. I was sharing it with Brother Wamai when I came in. Amen. With my siblings. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's something which is very disturbing. And I want peace in my heart. I want to serve God. Amen. But it's a situation which is full of traps all laid around. Amen. But those are my siblings. But I believe the Lord will navigate me through it. Yes, amen. So remember me in prayers. Amen. Amen. I don't want to defile my heart. I want my mind clean. Amen. I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve his people. Amen. Amen. But once in a while, these things happen to us. It's devotionary. Just to take away our minds, our concentration in the word of God. Amen. So it took the whole day. It just took my mind away, you see. But God is good. Amen. So let's pray for one another. Amen. Brother Eric, we shall remember you in prayers. Be strong, my brother. Amen. I really love, he's passing through a lot of difficult moments, but to see him coming in front here, and just worshiping and praising the Lord. Amen. Let's hold him up in prayers. Praise. A very tough moment he's going through. And I know there are many others passing through very difficult moments. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's do that. Amen. So Brother Bill, amen. I ask him just to put in an instrumental, and then we just pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's first sing a song before he puts in. We give all the glory to Jesus. We give all the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. Oh, and tell of his love. Surely we'll give all the glory to Jesus Christ and tell of his wonderful love. Oh, we'll give all the praises to Jesus. Oh, and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give all the praises to Jesus Christ and tell of his wonderful love. Oh, Bwana Yesu, ape ukufu tangaza pendo o tanga za pendo o Bwana Yesu ape we utuku uko tanga o pendo waken. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord God Almighty, Lord Creator of heavens and the earth and all that therein are, dear God, we come before thee tonight, Lord, thanking thee, Lord, for your grace, for your love, and for your mercies. And Lord, how you have revealed to us the plan of redemption. Amen. And how that, Father, you appointed and your purpose that we should come forth in these last days, dear Lord. We have read your word, dear God, when you are going, Lord Jesus, you say, take heed, amen, that your heart not be overcharged, amen, with suffering and cares of this world, amen, toils of this world and the life. Amen. But rather we should watch and pray. Amen. Oh God Almighty, dear Lord, here we are in this challenging moment, the most wicked time of all times, the most difficult age of all ages. Amen. We can see demon powers outside there. Amen. The devil moving in like a roaring lion, trying to close in. Amen, on many of your children, dear Father, trying to tear your people into pieces. Amen, tearing the families, their individual lives, dear God. But oh God, Father, Lord, thou art God. Amen. Even like your word says, Lord, that I would that all men raise up holy hands, be in prayers, oh God, without doubting, but calling upon your holy name. Amen. At all times, every moment of our lives, dear God. And Father, as a church, now we want to come before you, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bring our petitions. Amen. Before thee, Lord. Coming before thee, walking holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. You have given us your blood, the word of God, even the seventh seal. Amen. Blood atonement. Amen. Here being with us, oh God. You took our part. You took our place. Amen. You died for us, oh God. You took away our sin. You took away our troubles, oh God. And now you say, come unto me, all ye that toil, ye that labor, and I'll give you rest. So tonight, oh God, we gather together here as a church, believing that the Holy Ghost is here, oh God. Hallelujah. Dear God, Father, Lord, may you move now, Father. Amen. In answer to prayer, may you touch your people, oh God, even as we open up our hearts, oh God. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you remember me, dear Lord, that you stand by me, Lord, your servant, that you grant me grace, dear Lord God. Amen. That you forgive me my trespasses, my shortcomings, dear Lord, that you cover me with your precious blood, that you remember my wife, oh God, that you remember my house, my home, dear God, that you take a hold of my hand, dear God, that you lead me, oh Lord, one step at a time. Amen. That you forsake me not, dear God, for you are my Lord. You are my God. You are my all in all. You are my everything. I depend upon thee, oh God. Without thee, I can do nothing, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Without thee, I can't live an inch, oh God. I can't walk an inch, oh Father. Amen. It's only thee and thou alone, dear God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen, Father. May you remember the me, oh God. I surrender now, Father. And now I pray, dear Lord, that you remember the church, oh God. Be with your people, Father. Amen. May you answer their individual prayers, oh Lord. Every leg, every name in the Lamb's Book of Redemption. Lord, may Michael, the archangel, reach out, oh Father, and fight for every soul, dear Lord, and grant deliverance. Meet the needs of your people, Father. Your children are needy, oh God. They are lacking, oh Father. It's a tough moment, oh God. We see everything failing everywhere. We see the economy failing everywhere, Lord God. But, oh God Almighty, it's at such a time that you say we should look to thee. We should look up and, oh God, amen, for our redemption draweth nigh, Lord. We should look up and call upon thine holy name, oh Lord, and pray. Hallelujah. So, Father God, may you remember your children. May you remember every member of this church. Amen. In Tororo, the bride of Christ everywhere, Mbale, Dar es Salaam, Seychelles, everywhere, dear God. Amen. Remember your people, oh Father, be with them. May you visit the needy, oh God. May you provide for them, dear Lord, make provision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May you make provisions for each one, oh Lord. Amen. The finances, oh Father, the school fees, everything, oh God Almighty. We depend upon thee, oh God. You are a way maker where there is no way. You are a provider, oh Lord, where there is nothing, oh God. You are Jehovah Jireh. Amen. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Shekinah. You are Jehovah Shalom. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God Almighty. Amen. You are our need. You are our helper. You are our all in all. So, Father, may you hearken unto prayer tonight, dear Father. May you hear our cry. We are gathered here as your sons, as your daughters, as your people, oh God. Amen. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We remember, Father, one time, Lord Jesus, Moses. Amen. They were in a tight spot. Amen. They were within a rock. They were in a strait. Amen. They had nothing to do, Lord. Amen. Behind, there was the enemy. In front, there was the Red Sea. Amen. They had no way. Amen. And Moses started crying, Lord, you say, why cry? Speak and move on forward. Amen. And Lord, you have given us your word. Your word is nigh us, even in our lips. Amen. To speak and move on forward, dear Lord. So, Father, we are speaking tonight on behalf of your children, oh Lord. We speak the word of God, that thou art the Lord God, who forgiveth all our iniquities and who healeth all our diseases. That is the word of God. Amen. You are the Lord God. Hallelujah. The creator of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for thee. Amen. That is thy word, oh God. We proclaim it upon your people, oh God. We proclaim a healing. We proclaim a deliverance. We proclaim, oh God. Hallelujah. Salvation we proclaim. Amen, oh God. That you are Jehovah Jireh tonight, oh Father. Provide the needs of your people, oh God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. Remember each and every one. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the good things that you have already done. And we thank you for the good things you are going to do. Amen. We are holding on to your word in every situation, dear Father. We remember thee. We call upon your holy name. You say, I would that all men would gather together and call upon my name. I will hear from on high. I will answer their cries. I will meet their needs. I will provide for them. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Remember everyone, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Remember Sister Margaret's baby. Lord God, our faith is so strong. She's believing, oh God. Amen. The devil is mocking her. Amen. And speaking so many things. But you hear them, oh God. You hear our cry as well. You hear, you see our faith. Amen. And Lord, we unite our faith, our cry, our voices together. Even our faith, Lord. And we bring that baby before your throne of mercy. Amen. That Lord, tonight, may you reach out, oh Father. May you touch that child. May you turn the situations around. You can do anything, dear God. Amen. Lord God Almighty, you gave them that child. The devil has no right. The devil has no power. The devil has no authority. Amen. To take away the life of that child. We claim that child in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That Lord, may she be made whole for thine own glory. May your testimony come back. Amen. That God, you have heard our cry. You have heard our prayer. Amen. You have seen our need. Amen. You have wiped away our tears. Oh, grant it, dear Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the living God. And Father, also want to remember Brother Daniel Mwangi's mom. Amen. Lord, may you remember her father. Amen. Her situation with age, bringing complex, stress, and strain. Amen. Lord God, may your peace prevail. May you bring peace into our hearts, oh Father. Oh God Almighty, and touch our body and deliver our Father and be with Brother Dan. Amen. And his family, Lord Jesus, strengthen him, oh God. Thank you so much, Lord. Amen. Remember the church. Be with your people, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, the situations at home. Amen. Up there, up country, Father. Oh, God, may you keep me from being defiled. May you keep my spirit clean. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. May you take charge of the situation, Father. Take full control. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you, oh God. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Touch the Lord
I'll see passes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. You need to supply. Reach up and touch the Lord as he goes by. Oh, reach up and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Oh, he's passing by this moment. You need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goeth by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Oh, you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. You need to supply. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes. Oh, dear Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thine holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Father. We thank you. We bless your holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory be to God. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Ah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art smiling, Savior, do not pass me by. Oh, Savior, 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 my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy surely find a sweet relief. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition, oh, help my unbelief. Oh, gentle Savior, 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 oh, hear my humble cry. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, while on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass me by. Oh, I'm now trusting only in thy name. Mary, oh, would I seek thy face? Now heal my wounded, broken spirit. Hear it, oh, Savior, save me by thy grace. Oh, gentle Savior, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, oh, Do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, O more than life to me. Glory. Oh, whom in heaven but thee, O gentle say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Savior, hear my heart. Humble cry, oh, your wife, glory, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Savior, do not pass me by, hallelujah, praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You love Him. Appreciate Him. You feel His presence. Feel His love. Feel a special touch. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing one more song of praise. Blessed, that song that says, blessed be the name of the Lord. As we just thank Him, amen, for tonight, for a visitation, let's believe with all our heart. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Surely blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Surely blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name, surely Jesus is the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus is the name. Oh, Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, let's magnify the name. Magnify. Oh, yes, magnify the name of my Lord. Oh, magnify the name. Magnify the name. Oh, magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, let's magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, magnify the name. Oh, one more time. Oh, magnify the name. Oh, magnify the name. Surely magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, magnify the name. Magnify. Oh, magnify the name of the Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Let's just worship Him. Let's praise Him. Let's thank Him for what He has already done for us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's thank him for answering prayers. Let's believe with all our hearts. That's already done. It's over. It's finished. Amen. God have mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Amen. We magnify thine holy name. There's no name. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Praise God. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh my, what a sweet presence. Amen. That we feel. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Let's just raise up our hands. Amen. As we just give our testimony. Amen. For what he has done for us. Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus Christ, because he first loved me. Oh, I will never forsake him. Oh, I will never forsake him. I will never forsake him, because he first loved me. To me he is so wonderful and marvelous. To me he is so wonderful and marvelous. To me he is so wonderful, marvelous, because he first loved me. So now, oh I love Jesus. Oh yes, oh how I love Jesus. Oh how I love Jesus Christ, because he first loved me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, what an evening, Lord. What a presence. We believe you have heard us. You have heard our cry. You have heard our prayers. And now, dear God, we pray that you grant every request that has been presented before thee. For we believe there's the atonement in fullness is here with us, O God. And in that atonement, O God, is all that we need. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are everything to us, dear God. So now we surrender entirely into your hands. Amen. And we believe with all our hearts, dear God, that you have heard every individual prayers. Amen. And that you will answer each and every one of them. Amen. At your own time, in your own way. Amen. So now we surrender to you, Father. The Lord, you quicken us, O Father. You sweeten our spirits, O God, that we may have a desire to be in prayers, in communion with you at all times, O God. May you teach us, O God, how to present our petition before thee and our needs and everything else, knowing that you are interested, Lord, and concerned with every slightest desire in our hearts. Grant it, dear Father, tonight. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Those who have gathered in here, Lord, may you bless them in a special way. And may your peace prevail in their hearts. Grant it, dear God. And as we face the challenges of this life, Lord, day by day, we are looking to thee, the author and finisher of our salvation, the captain and the host of the army of the Lord, who promised never to forsake us, but to be with us in every situation. And Lord, there are specific requests that, Lord, we have presented before thee tonight. Lord, may you remember each and every one of them. And Lord, remember me as well, O God, and take control over that situation at home. Lord God, that Father, we may continue serving you. Thank you, Jesus. We love and appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn around, just greet your brother, sister.
Amen. Do you appreciate the Lord this evening? Amen. Do you appreciate the Lord this evening? Amen. Do you appreciate the Holy Spirit? His presence this night? Are you blessed? Amen. Do you appreciate our pastor? Amen. We thank God for our pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. 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 Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Brother Mahina. Amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Sin and death must go there. Oh, Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. Sin and death must go there. Oh, Jesus is the Lamb. Is the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble? Is the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble? It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man he could live, so he could give us life behind the name. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. Mighty Jehovah, we thank you, Lord, for your presence this night. We thank you, Lord God, for this privilege to come to your house and pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. And surrender everything unto you, Father. Father, we ask your presence to go with us, Father. Amen. Be with us as we move from here. Lord, we are praying, Lord God, for our brother and sister, wherever they are. May you meet everyone at their points of need. May you heal the sick, Father, and visit the needy, Lord Jesus. May you have testimony of Sunday of your mighty visitation, Lord Jesus. Amen. We'll be careful to give you all glory and honor. For in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. 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 Ushers. Amen. O chakutumaini sina, ila damu yake Yesu, sina wema wa kutosha, dhambi zangu kuziosha, kwake Yesu nasimama, ndiye mwambani salama, ndiye mwambani salama, ndiye mwambani salama. O kwake Yesu nasimama, ndiye mwambani, ndiye mwambani salama, ndiye mwambani salama.